Today's reading is from Joshua chapter 18, starting in verse 1. Joshua 18, verse 1. Then the whole congregation of the people of Israel assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land lay subdued before them. There remained among the people of Israel seven tribes whose inheritance had not yet been apportioned. So Joshua said to the people of Israel, "How long will you put off going in to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Provide three men from each tribe, and I will send them out that they may set out and go up and down the land. They shall write a description of it with a view to their inheritances, and then come to me. They shall divide it into seven portions. Judah shall continue in his territory on the south, and all the house of Joseph shall continue in their territory on the north. And you shall describe the land in seven divisions, and bring the description here to me. And I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. The Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their heritage. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them." So the men arose and went, and Joshua charged those who went to write the description of the land, saying, "Go up and down in the land, and write a description, and return to me. And I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." So the men went and passed up and down in the land, and wrote in a book a description of it by towns in seven divisions. Then they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh, and Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua apportioned the land to the people of Israel, to each his portion. The lot of the tribe of the people of Benjamin, according to its clans, came up, and the territory allotted to it fell between the people of Judah and the people of Joseph. On the north side, their boundary began at the Jordan. Then the boundary goes up to the shoulder north of Jericho, then up through the hill country westward, and it ends at the wilderness of Bethaven. From there, the boundary passes along southward in the direction of Luz to the shoulder of Luz, that is Bethel. Then the boundary goes down to Adaroth Adar on the mountain that lies south of lower Beth Horon. Then the boundary goes in another direction, turning on the western side southward from the mountain that lies to the south, opposite Beth Horon, and it ends at Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, a city belonging to the people of Judah. This forms the western side. And the southern side begins at the outskirts of Kiriath Jearim, and the boundary goes from there to Ephron, to the spring of the waters of Naphtoah. Then the boundary goes down toward the border of the mountain that overlooks the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of Rephaim. And it goes down the valley of Hinnom, south of the shoulder of the Jebusites, and downward to En-Rogel. Then it bends in a northerly direction, going on to En-Shemesh, and from there goes on to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent of Adamim. Then it goes down to the stone of Bohan, the sons of Reuben, and passing on to the north of the shoulder of Beth-Araba, it goes down to Araba. Then the boundary passes on to the north of the shoulder of Beth-Hogla, and the boundary ends at the northern bay of the Salt Sea at the south end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. The Jordan forms its boundary on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the people of Benjamin, according to their clans, boundary by boundary all around. Now the cities of the tribe of the people of Benjamin, according to their clans, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emekeziz, Beth-Araba, Zimmaraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophrah, Shephar-Amani, Ophni, Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Japhira, Moza, Brechem, Irpeel, Terala, Zela, Haleph, Jebus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath Jearim, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Benjamin according to its clans. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the people of Simeon according to their clans, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the people of Judah. And they had for their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bela, Izim, Eltalad, Bethel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sheruhin, 13 cities with their villages. Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, four cities with their villages, together with the villages around these cities as far as Baalath-beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Simeon according to their clans. The inheritance of the people of Simeon formed part of the territory of the people of Judah. Because the portion of the people of Judah was too large for them, the people of Simeon obtained an inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. Lots of names, lots of cities, lots of difficult things to pronounce. But all these things are recorded in order to show that there was this systematic method for these people to receive their inheritance, for this land to be divided up amongst these clans. And we know that there was some difficulty later on with landmarks getting moved and such, that there was a need for it to be recorded. What exactly were the borders of these different clans? We also see that God is continuing to bless them. Now, some of these areas, you know, they're making these decisions now, but they haven't taken them. Just as it starts out in our reading today, Joshua is asking, why are you waiting? Why are you procrastinating, we might say, about going and taking your land? So it has already taken quite some time to take the land they have taken, and there's still a need for them to finish the job. We're going to leave our reading there for today, and I would ask that you please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.